Operation Spiderweb, Ukraine's drone strike on Russian air bases. On June 1, 2025, Ukraine Security Service conducted Operation Spiderweb, a covert drone strike on Russian military air bases well within Russian territory. Operation Spiderweb has been characterized as Ukraine's bravest and most ambitious operation yet, and also its longest range operation of the ongoing Russo-Ukrainian war that aimed to damage Russia's strategic air power. The article explains how Ukraine accomplished this operation, the different types of drones Ukraine utilized, the effect on Russia, and the different types of aircraft that were destroyed. Execution of Operation Spiderweb. Planning and preparation. Operation Spiderweb had been planned for 18 months, starting late in the year 2023. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky and SBU Chief Lieutenant General Vasyl Malyuk were responsible for the entire operation with cooperation and tight secrecy surrounding crucial logistics regarding the timing of the airstrikes. The operation targeted 5 Russian air bases: Olenya, Belaya, Diaghilevo, Ivano-Severnyi, and Ukrainka, located in 5 different time zones and much further than 4,300 km from Ukraine. These are where Russia's strategic bombers were stationed and utilized to conduct long-range missile strikes into Ukraine. Types of drones used. The SBU used 117 FPV drones that were separately piloted to accurately attack high-value Russian aircraft like Tu-95, Tu-22M3, and A-50. These affordable and effective drones were invented for a cost of $600 to $1,000 each. Each drone had an explosive load capable of damaging or destroying aircraft parts like engines or fuselages. The drones were smuggled into Russia in wooden containers that had remotely operated retractable roofs, mounted on trucks to secretly deploy them at air bases near intended targets. While specific models were not officially confirmed, Ukraine likely used modified commercial drones like the DJI Mavic series or custom-built FPV drones tailored for military applications. These drones typically weigh under 2 kg and have a range of 5 to 20 kilometers, though modifications may have extended their operational capabilities for deep strikes. Unverified sources suggest the drones may have incorporated AI-guided systems, such as Ukraine's Smart Pilot, to enhance flight stability and enable autonomous target recognition, potentially trained on images of Russian aircraft. The use of Russian 4G and LTE networks for real-time video feeds allowed operators to achieve pinpoint accuracy, even in the presence of Russian jamming measures. Key targets. The operation struck air bases critical to Russia's long-range aviation. Olenya Air Base, located 1,900 km from Ukraine. It housed Tu-95MS, Tu-160 and Su-34 aircraft. Belaya Air Base, over 4,300 km from Ukraine, marking the first Ukrainian strike in Siberia, targeting Tu-22M3 bombers. Diaghilevo Air Base, hosted Tu-95MS and Tu-22M3 bombers with reported damage to aircraft. Ivano-Severnyi Air Base, likely where an A-50 surveillance aircraft was hit. Ukrainka Air Base, targeted but the strike failed due to a truck explosion. Impact on Russia. The SBU claimed that Operation Spiderweb damaged or destroyed 41 Russian aircraft, representing 34% of Russia's strategic cruise missile carriers, with an estimated financial loss of $7 billion. Independent OSINT analysis, including satellite imagery, confirmed damage to at least 13 bombers, with 3 Tu-95S and 1 Tu-22M3 confirmed destroyed and others potentially repairable. The Institute for the Study of War noted that Russia's ability to conduct long-range missile and drone strikes on Ukraine may be temporarily constrained, as many of the targeted aircraft, such as the Tu-95 and Tu-22M3, are no longer in production and difficult to replace. The loss of an A-50 with fewer than 10 in service. Severely limits Russia's aerial surveillance and command capabilities. Strategic and psychological impact. Operation Spiderweb delivered a significant psychological blow to Russia, undermining the perception of its air bases as secure. Conducted on Russia's Military Transport Aviation Day, the timing amplified its symbolic weight. Russian media and pro-Kremlin commentators expressed outrage, with some calling for purges in the FSB and drastic measures against SBU. The operation's success boosted Ukrainian morale, with Zelensky describing it as a brilliant achievement that would be remembered in history books. It also strengthened Ukraine's position ahead of peace talks in Istanbul on June 2, 2025, demonstrating its capacity to strike deep into Russian territory. Economic and political repercussions. The $7 billion in estimated damages contributed to a sharp drop in Russian stock markets, reflecting economic strain. The operation's timing just before ceasefire negotiations underscored Ukraine's resolve to negotiate from a position of strength. Russian officials detained individuals allegedly involved, but Zelensky confirmed that Ukrainian operatives were safely extracted. The failure of Russian intelligence to detect the 18-month preparation raised concerns about internal security, potentially fueling paranoia and purges within Russia's security services.
Types of aircraft affected. The following aircraft were reportedly targeted with varying degrees of damage. Tu-95MS, rolled Soviet-era strategic bomber with turboprop engines capable of carrying up to 16 cruise missiles. Impact. OSINT confirmed 3 destroyed and 1 possibly damaged at Alinya and Diaghilevo. These aircraft are critical for Russia's long-range strikes, but are no longer in production, making losses significant. Estimated value, approximately $25 million to $40 million per unit. Tu-22M3, rolled supersonic long-range bomber capable of carrying Kh-22 cruise missiles, part of Russia's conventional and nuclear strike forces. Impact, 1 confirmed destroyed, 3 possibly destroyed at Belaya and Diaghilevo. These bombers are challenging for Ukrainian air defenses due to their high-speed missiles. Estimated value, approximately $80 million to $100 million per unit. Tu-160, supersonic variable sweep-winged strategic bomber, the largest combat aircraft in the world, capable of carrying nuclear and conventional cruise missiles. Impact, reported hit at Alinya, though specific damage unconfirmed by OSINT. Russia has limited number of Tu-160s, making any loss critical. Estimated value, approximately $250 million to $300 million per unit. A-50, role, airborne early warning and control aircraft. Used for detecting air defenses, coordinating missile strikes and guiding fighters. Impact, at least one hit likely at Ivanovo-Cerveny. With fewer than 10 operational A-50s, each loss significantly hampers Russia's situational awareness. Estimated value, approximately $350 million per unit. AN-12, role, older transport aircraft, less critical than strategic bombers. Impact, one reported damage, though not a primary target. Estimated value, approximately $10 million to $15 million per unit. Conclusion, Operation Spiderweb represented a paradigm shift in Ukraine's use of drone warfare, illustrating Ukraine's ability to strike deeply into enemy territory with credible impact. The attack caused damage to critical Russian infrastructure, indicated weaknesses in Russia's ability to defend air bases, and diligently struck a psychological blow to Moscow. Russia is unlikely to take this blow lightly and will certainly increase security for its air bases through measures that could include improved electronic warfare, cyber operations, etc. Ukraine's success in this scenario exemplifies for us all the significant implications of asymmetric tactics in modern warfare. However, Ukraine's ability to conduct similar operations in the future will only be muted by what looks like sustained levels of support from the West. Without it, Ukraine will certainly struggle to think strategically and allow Russian efforts to gain the upper hand. Ultimately, this operation also illustrates how low-cost technology can disrupt or change entirely the nature of war.